I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 3rd, 2014 to order. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome you all to our council meeting. We do have agendas on the two side tables. We will get right into our agenda here with our Pledge of Allegiance. We invite you to join with us, and please remain standing after that Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Hanem?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, if we might observe a moment of silence for the fallen Toledo firefighters, James Dickman and Stephen Lichinsky. Thank you. Additions to the agenda, I would like to propose, with council's approval, taking agenda item 11, that is the CVS zoning ordinance amendment, and bringing that forward on the agenda to 4A. If there's not a lot of discussion for that one, we've discussed it in the past, I think the law director will have a short explanation to us, and perhaps we can get those gentlemen out of the room.
4A or 5A?
4.
4A, I would say.
Okay.
If that's all right with Mr. Canode, it'll just take a couple minutes, sir. Thank you. So that's item 11 to 4A. Mrs. Westphal, any additional items?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council. Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just under committee referrals, we need to schedule another meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee.
Schedule next meeting, all right. Just added that to 13B.
Okay, thank you.
You know, on second thought, I agree, let's move item 11 to 5A instead of 4A. I think that is more appropriate. Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford must be out in the hall. Mr. Schreier? Chief Rodas? Mr. Aller? Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4, it's approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 21st. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the January 21st, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our January 21st, 2014 meeting as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. We will move right on to agenda item 5. We are very pleased to have back with us this evening Daniel Canode, the Commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart Toledo Chapter, to make a presentation to the city. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Gives me great pleasure to do this. Sylvania is the second Purple Heart city in northwest Ohio, and my hometown Waterville happened to be first. Mr. Mayor, if you want to come here. I'd like to present you with this plaque, recognize the city of Sylvania as being Purple Heart City. Chief? This is the flag that we give you to fly on August 7th, which is Purple Heart Day. And we ask you to fly on Memorial Day and Veterans Day and 4th of July. It is two-sided, it's a very, very nice flag.
Certainly is. With your permission, may I read your plaque?
Sure.
Military Order of the Purple Heart Special Recognition Award is bestowed with pride to the City of Sylvania, Ohio, for your dedication and support honoring America's combat wounded veterans and becoming the Purple Heart City, presented by Dan Canoe, Commander Region 2, and the Patriot members of Chapter 1981, Military Order of the Purple Heart, USA. Thank you very much.
That's the first time I've ever had any applause. We also would like to give you, each one of you, a pin as a proud supporter of the military of the time.
You certainly may. Either way, whatever, that will be fine.
Thank you.
This designates you as a proud supporter of the Purple Heart. Would ask if you would have a flag.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mr. Mayor, once again, thank you very much. It's an honor and privilege to have you as a Purple Heart State.
We are proud.
We appreciate it.
We are proud to be recognized by your group. We will fly this flag as ordered. I'm going to take it over and give it to our service director to make sure that happens.
Did you make your Miamisburg Purple Heart sign yet?
No. No. Tell me about that again.
I remember I gave you a sign that Miamisburg put up.
At the city limits?
Yeah. And you said you were going to make one, but was it going to be Miamisburg?
That's right. It won't be Miamisburg. That was what you confused me with. We do have specific corporate limit signs. I'm sure that I gave that to the service director as well. But we'll get something done on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, let's move on to agenda item 5A, which is actually agenda item 11. You have in your council packet back on agenda item a resolution an ordinance to approve zoning ordinance amendment CA 5-2013. However, at our last council meeting, there were some technicalities that need to be corrected. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I worked with Mr. Parker in giving the suggested language changes to the affidavit of facts, specifically that it will continue to be binding on any subsequent owner to the property. And the curb cut on Sylvania Avenue will be right out only exiting the property.
You're comfortable that that's properly contained in that memorandum of understanding?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I would recommend it. Approval of the zoning ordinance amendment.
Mr. Hayden, do you have any further questions?
None, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
From members of council? If not, the administration recommends approval of ordinance 7-2014. Mr. Hayden.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 7-2014. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only. Approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-5-2013 on the petition of John M. Wotilla, P.E., on behalf of Dearborn Land Investment, LLC, to change the zoning of the property at 7510 West Sylvania Avenue, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance 7-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of Ordinance Number 7-2014.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 7-2014 is approved. Thank you for your assistance, gentlemen. We look forward to having CVS in our community. That will get back on our published agenda. We are at agenda item 6. We are scheduled to have a report from RP Marketing, an update presentation on our new website. Mr. Luke.
Yeah, let me introduce Mr. Tansey, who's going to introduce our presenters tonight. I just want to remind council that in the second half of last year, we voted to allocate some dollars to the upgrade of our website. Two issues were at hand. One was the fact that our, even though it was less than 5 years old, I think our current website has missed out on the ability to effectively be displayed on mobile devices. I think at the time we learned that 40% of people get all of their online information from mobile devices at this point, and we were not being successful in communicating with those people. Also, there were some functionality issues. We felt that the current website could be made more efficient in terms of both the way content was added to it and in the way it was accessed. We did a request for proposal. The city staff was extremely involved in interviewing a number of providers and agreed that RP Marketing Public Relations was the successful bidder. Mr. Tansey, along with Laura Bigelow, has been managing this process since for the city, and I've been sitting in on those meetings as well. And we've come to a point where we want to share with council the concepts that are on the table at this point. I will tell you that the RP people have been very responsive to input, very responsive to our needs. So I'm going to ask Mr. Tansey to kind of talk a little bit more about the process and introduce our two guests.
There's a lot of steps to get us here tonight. The process has been a series of workshops, interviews, and with different members of the city staff, administration, the users of the website itself through a survey, and also realtors in the area, all with what are we doing right, what are we doing wrong, how could we do it better, what would make your visit a better experience. With all that information, plus looking at our website and how they've done other websites, they put forth some recommendations, not only a new sitemap, but also a couple different designs on the overall layout. This overall layout, which you'll see tonight, was by far and away the most favored by all the administration, the staff, everybody that looked at it. It follows closer to our brand. Other ones are more Windows 8-ish and blackish. Very, very functional, but doesn't really provide the user with the Tree City USA that we'd like to project. Once they approve this look, when we approve the look, RP will have our site up online this spring. It's a matter of getting more input from the city departments on what's going to go into the pages, and they can format it to put it on the website. Two people here tonight, Megan Thomas is the client relations supervisor with RP, and she manages the site overall. She's our day-to-day contact, and Lex Holquist he's the technical guy. He manages the site build and all the coding that goes in place, ongoing with that. So we work closely with both of them, but Megan's our day-to-day. So with that.
Thank you for having us, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, everybody. We're excited to show you the progress of the site so far. I'm going to quickly walk through the process that led us up to this point, and then let Lex take you through the more exciting stuff. So quickly, the process we've gone through so far, as Mike mentioned, we did some internal and external research. We defined the audience groups. We provided strategic recommendations from our company. And now we are at the point of the creative concept development, which you will see tonight. And after this is approved, we'll move into the site build, testing, and launch. So our first step after the research was to define define the audience segments that we would be talking to. We have three specific personas that we kind of made a character around so that we knew who we were talking to and what the site needed to do for these audience members. So the first one is the neighborhood professional, who uses a lot of the social aspects of the community. The second is the soccer mom who wants it all, and she's interested in the schools and the recreation for her kids. And the last is the business owner with growing pains, who is looking for a more urban feel for his small company.
And we found these personas to be particularly effective in when you're designing a site to be put a face with who your audience is going to be, as opposed to a list of characteristics, actually creating a person that you're saying, this is going to come to the site, this is the information that they want, and using that as we kind of work backwards and develop the content.
So for the strategic recommendations that we put together, the biggest thing was to simplify the site. There were previously four main navigations. We want to just make it easier for the user, once they get there, to get to where they want to get to. The second is to make it easy, both from a content management standpoint for Mike and Laura, but also for the users to find the actual content they're looking for, through which we'll show you mega menus and a relevancy-based search. Thirdly, is to engage the community and make sure that the content is as updated as possible, and to make that easy for updating the content, and to provide highlight areas for relevant content. So with that, I will give it over to Mike.
So then, taking all of that and kind of putting it together, this is where we landed from a wireframe standpoint. It's just blocks, right? At this point, we're actually going to see more of a developed concept. We wanted to show you kind of where we started. So across the top, you have four main audience groups: residents, businesses, visitors, and government. And we felt like that could be an area for people to quickly go and identify themselves, to say, I'm a resident, that's where my information is going to be. Government, it's not rocket science, but coming up with the most accessed areas of the site, creating a way for visitors to quickly find that path. Megan mentioned the relevancy-based search. Oh, okay, go one more.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can kind of see here. So one of the things we wanted to do was very quickly let people say what they were looking for. You can try as hard as you can to serve up what they want, but sometimes they want to tell you. And creating a relevancy-based search feature is going to let them ask a question, like, how do I pay my taxes? How do I file for a permit? And we're also going to provide them with some quick links of things that people are constantly coming to the site to find. We go back to, or one more. So that big green area, that's going to be a highly visual area. We want to showcase all that Sylvania has to offer. Also the blocks down below, culture, economic development, heritage, technology, all of those areas are going to be very visual while still providing visitors to the site the information that they need. And then this is just a wireframe of what an interior page is going to hold: content in the middle, a side navigation, and then also some quick links to all of the different departments and all of the online services. So no matter where you are on the site, you can quickly get there, but you're not bogging people down with all of them listed out. We just want to collapse those into more easy to navigate menus there. And then, so showcasing the brand. So this is where we take that actual wireframe and create the city's, or inject the city's culture into that. And our recommendation was to use a lot of highly visual pieces, compelling images, both from around the city and in this area of Northwest Ohio, create a color palette that really reflects that as well, and put all of that together to make a site that the city can be proud of, is easy to navigate for visitors, and is also easy to maintain. Yeah, so this was the concept that we ended up, or you guys ended up selecting out of the two that we presented. It was called Thrive, and the whole idea behind it was that the city of Sylvania is this thriving, vibrant culture, and finding a way to bring that to life on the website. You'll notice some of the imagery is actually taken from around here. Right now it's just for placement, but we'd be looking to add a lot of actual photos that we go out and take, or members of your community be able to go out and take, and show those along with the relevant information. The green block there that's underneath the shot of Lourdes would be almost like a news ticker. That'd be where the most current information, like school closings or if there's an announcement for taking bids, that's where that information would live, and it's actually expandable so that there's more information. You're not cut off just by that. Some of the other areas are taxes, events, but all of those would be easily updated, both the photos and the content. So when it comes to 4th of July, you can have more relevant information to that, or if there's a parade, you're always going to be able to feature what's going on very quickly and very easily. And again, keeping it very visual, we want to be able to show everything that Sylvania has to offer.
And these four down here at the bottom, culture, economy, heritage, and apps, those actually, you'll see their arrows, so you can, the user can scroll through and see different options there, or we can just have four and they can, like Lex said, always be changed out.
And then this is just an example of what an interior page could look like. The title of this page is Living Here, so we're in the residence section. Sticking with the highly visual piece, there'd be a minimum of one main image. Those could also be a slider, so there's several images being featured on the same page. On the left-hand side are some quick links for residents, and you'll notice there's things like taxation and public services, which would actually take you over to the government section, but we just want to make it as easy and simple for visitors to get to what they're looking for. So as a resident, I don't have to go to the government section to start. I can go to my resident section, but still get to the government pages that I was looking for.
And this is all going to be color-coded, so you can tell the teal color, you know, that you're in the resident section. At the top navigation, you can tell businesses is orange, visitors is red, and government is green. So you'll know what section you're in when you're there.
Yeah, I just have a comment on that first page where we had the town crier. Just a little pet peeve of mine. We've spent a lot of money with this signage in town several years ago. Our administration building is really no longer the administration building. It's now City Hall. Frankly, that should come down off those bricks. It probably should have City Hall up there, but my concern is that particular slide is going to cause confusion with what we've tried to achieve with the signage. So.
Okay. Yeah, so that's exactly the kind of feedback we want here, because we want to know what needs to be changed out. A lot, these are trying to just give you examples, but yeah, we want to know that kind of stuff so that we can make sure to address it early.
Thank you. You've obviously put a lot of work into this, and it looks great. I just want to make sure that it is designed to be mobile friendly.
Yes.
And is it a mobile friendly site or mobile? Is it a mobile app?
So it's not a mobile app. It's actually what's called responsive design. So when you're accessing the site from your mobile phone, you're going to see all of the same content, but the orientation of the layout is going to be slightly different. So you're not losing anything that's there. It's still easy to navigate, but it becomes more of a vertical layout.
So our traditional layout, like you're on your PC and you go to the web page, will look like this. Mm-hmm. But as you go to your mobile unit, it will line up
So the mobile unit, we haven't gotten there in the development, but I can kind of tell you what it's going to be. You'll still have that main photo, but the six on the right would actually slot underneath it, and it'll become more of a scrolling site where you can navigate down. But all of the navigation will still exist. Those four main audience groups across the top, all of that will still exist. We're not going to take away any of the content just because you're coming onto the site from your phone.
So it's the same look?
Yeah.
Yep, it's gonna, you're going to have the same colors, same high use of visuals. Like the trees in the background are probably something that would drop off on a mobile site, but you're going to have that same feel of Thrive.
Some of the graphics in those six, those can be changed by all of us anytime. Some people have talked about, do we want to do something that's just more of a graphic that shows, say, for taxation, a couple dollar signs or something like that. We can do that as well. It doesn't have to be a picture.
And some of those right now are stock, but they could be, the girl running right there is just stock, but we could put a picture of, Little League at Pacesetter Park, yeah.
But these all, at this point, we're still in the concept stage, so we shared with the city a couple weeks ago just our first pass at this stage, and so we've gotten some feedback, and we're still working through that. But like Mike said, though, even when we launch, things can change.
That's of interest to me. The mayor's secretary is our webmaster now, and changes can be made, but she works at them, she labors at them.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I need you to be willing to tell me that it's going to be easier to make these changes in the future so that we don't have a static website.
It'll be easy. This is going to be fun. There's a lot on our website that I can't change, that I have to pay a bill for somebody to change. And this will be fun to change, to bring out the differences, to bring out the photography of, say, the downtown, when there's going to be a downtown event, the Memorial Day Parade. Put a couple pictures of there before the parade so people get used to seeing that going.
And the lights of the holidays, so the, yeah, that's cool.
To showcase the season to the town, what we want to use to bring people here.
I like all the photos. I think that's it. That's really neat.
And everybody here has a camera. Feel free, you know, to take one and where you think it might go.
Yeah, we definitely always envisioned this as something that would be constantly changing. You might be on the website 2 times in 1 week and not see the same photo.
Yeah. And I can tell you that Lex is a developer, and so he knows what he's doing. I'm not. But on previous sites that we've worked on, I have picked it up very quickly.
Yeah, I want to make sure, though, that we don't lose the mayor's comment. Laura has been involved with the process here, and we want this to be fun, but we want it to be fun for Laura, too, you know. So I think that I'm pretty comfortable, I think she is, that her ability to manage the content moving forward will be much simpler than it has been in the past.
Yeah, so we don't have a good way to reflect that here, but yeah, as we're developing the site, we are making it very easy to change everything from menus and navigation to photos to sliders like that. All of that will be able to be updated by anyone.
And our last step for RP is to do a training for Laura and Mike and anybody else who'd be working on it, and then we develop a guide also so that it can be picked up by anybody and they can walk through the steps.
So that way somebody from the police department can go in with their own photos and not have to have Laura do that. And if somebody from the service department wants to go in there and add some things in their own pages, easily done. You can use Microsoft Word.
But there will be security controls on it, so somebody yes. else doesn't do it.
We're kind of picky who gets to publish. And usually it goes to Lauren and the tax department. They've been doing this long enough, they know that's right, and they can self-publish. They kind of give those rights as they prove themselves.
As you look in your crystal ball, I know technology is changing very fast. How long do you think a product like this could conceivably last?
3 weeks.
Minimum of 3 weeks. Well, so part of what our selection of the platform that we use, it's called WordPress, but it is an open source platform, which means it's highly adaptable and it's changing as technology changes. So we really feel like this is going to be a site that is going to change. You know, something like responsive design that we were just talking about is relatively new. In 2012, there were very few websites built on that. WordPress is one of the first to pick that up and adopt it. Things like that that are changing, this is going to be able to adapt with that.
How many years have we gotten out of the other website?
Good 5 years out. One thing with WordPress is this can go on their server. So as they make updates to WordPress, I don't have to keep up on what the latest thing WordPress will do. They do. They can put it on the website that everybody has access to the same tools.
And when he says they, he doesn't even mean us. It's very community driven. It's a free platform. You're not being charged for upgrades. It's very well supported and always updating.
Any other questions or comments?
Just curious how long WordPress has been around and how many of your clients are using it.
So we almost exclusively develop on WordPress. It's been around, it started as a blogging platform, and it's probably been around for close to 15 years, 10, 15 years. And it's used by a lot of larger sites that you probably wouldn't know, but about 25% of all sites are on WordPress right now. And things like ESPN and CNN are built on WordPress, particularly because it does have that kind of multi-person update ability where you can assign privileges to say someone in the police department can update their section and someone else can update a different section and Mike can kind of oversee all of it at once. It's one of the useful features that it has.
Critical question for either you or Mike. We are where we are. How much longer before we actually see this thing go live?
So once we do have approval, we can move ahead to start the build, which is very it's time intensive. Yeah. That's kind of the longer portion of it. But we were discussing this. We don't feel like we'd want to make it go live until after tax day, because we don't want to interfere with anything with that. So May 1st is what we're targeting.
Part of the process now is individual departments looking at what they have and what they want to see. They feel what they've got on their site is old, or changed, or made shorter, and we're going to need that information. We're going to work with each department to get that information from them so we can put it on the site. We don't want to just copy over what we've got, because different departments have said that they're not happy with what's on there. So how quickly our staff, you know, gets all that information to RP is varying on how long it takes.
Jerry, this place will be
first. Sorry, it's May 1st.
I think they're actually looking for some sort of a head nod. This is what we're happy with, and that they can move forward. So yeah. Is there any reason to think, without having a separate discussion about it, that we shouldn't have this move forward at this point, Mr. Mayor?
This is council's business, but I like what I see. I think I'm familiar with the mobile transition of this. I've seen that on other sites mm-hmm. where it feels like I'm looking at the main site, but I know I'm not. So I'm comfortable to move ahead. I'm very concerned about the content
yeah.
as we move ahead, but if it's easy to change when I see things that seem out of date or not correct, we'll
right.
change them.
Right, and I think if you haven't had a conversation with Laura, if you do, she can kind of validate that she's happy with Liz.
And
yeah.
one more point. Oh, go ahead.
Part of it was when we did the original stuff, we originally had a lot of buy-in. As people got busy, we got less buy-in. Here, can you do this for me? And because then it starts to lump back on Laura. As people take a fresh look at this, they'll see it's not that hard. In the time it takes them to write it up, give it to Laura, they can put it on the site. And that's our job, is to help them do that. And that way, this site can be more dynamic.
And part of all the planning that we went into, we're hoping to kind of leave you with a content marketing strategy for that, for those four audiences, the personas, kind of understanding what people want out of the site and how they're using it, and be able to, you know, take that information as you go forward and make decisions around it.
And from a cost standpoint, you think we've got enough to dedicated funds to achieve the things that you've outlined here?
Yep.
We are on budget.
We're planning to build within budget, yes.
That would be good. No surprises.
No surprises, yeah.
No surprises.
But I
don't
have
any more money, so then.
And we might finish either way.
We'll have it up. But one more thing that I didn't mention when we were talking about the recommendations we made, simplifying also meant that on the current site, the same information is in several different places, and one of the ways that we are designing it so that when you're in the residence section, you might be taken to government, but you may not know that, is that you don't have to update things in three or four different places. You just have to update it once, and then you don't have to worry about things being mismatched.
Yeah, sometimes at first of the year when we put new meeting schedules on or trash pickup schedules, that's going three or four different places. And I always miss one. Mm-hmm. So you call me on the phone, you know, it's 2012 on your web phone. So,
this will make it all easier. There's a problem right there, Mike. It's
2014.
Okay, unless there are other questions or objections, we'll ask RP to move forward then. Is that right?
That's great.
Thank you, Mike. Mike's done a great job with this, as has Laura, so thank you so much.
I think we have a motion on that.
I don't, but if the mayor does, we can do that.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know, we really didn't look at, I see what's been presented, I don't know if else you look. I'm willing to defer to the administration and the committee that's done the work. I think that's where we ought to be.
Or do you want, I mean, just want a motion?
Motion never hurts.
Sure. I'd be prepared that we, having reviewed the mid project update from RP, we give them approval to move forward with the completion of the site as specified in the RF in the proposal.
Second. Moved and seconded to authorize the work to date and to move forward with finishing out the site. All,
sure.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion. motion carries. Thank you for your presentation and your efforts today.
Thank you very much.
All right, we are now ready to proceed with our published agenda. We are now up to agenda item 7. This is a new request, zoning application 1-2014. It's a request for a new zoning change at 4840 Haroon Road. You may recognize a name on it, but that is James Amo, not James Emo. And this is for a referral to the Planning Commission for their recommendation back to you.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Haina.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move we refer application number ZA-1-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer ZA-1-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this will be on the Planning Commission agenda next Wednesday. Agenda item 8. You have in your council packets a report from the service director. Mr. Allen, why don't you go over your recommendation?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The residents along Arbor Way between Silvertown Drive and Market Road, that area was recently annexed. Large reason for the annexation, but the same group of people that were interested in the annexing to the city are also interested in receiving sanitary sewer. We have designed that project and have the project ready to move forward. The project consists of about 1,000 feet of 8-inch sewer. We plan on widening the pavement from its existing 18 feet to 24 feet, making it a standard width of street, if you will. There are no curb and gutters or storm sewer work or anything like that associated just strictly with pavement width. The sewer will be on the south side of this road, so we'll have to redo all of the driveways on the south side. And then just aprons on the north side as necessary with construction that occurs. We do plan on starting construction of the project the first part of May, about May 1st, and then giving the contractor 75 days to complete the project. That will put us in the middle of July, which obviously isn't the best time for seeding and restoration, so that part of the project will probably extend into the fall. The project is estimated at $300,000. That's construction, engineering, advertising, legal fees, everything included. There are 23 parcels that will benefit from the project. Because it is an equal benefit to each of those parcels, they have homes setting on them. There really isn't any open developable land. So rather than a front-footed basis, because all 23 homes receive the same equal benefit of that sanitary sewer, we are proposing that we benefit, that we assess the parcels on a per-parcel basis, and that is approximately $13,000 per parcel. And if they choose to put all of that on their tax bill over the course of the next 20 years, that would be approximately a semi-annual tax adjustment of just under $400, $398. The project is ready to move forward. For your information, we are having a public involvement meeting with the residents on the street. We've scheduled it for March 3rd here in the council chamber at 6:30. And you're welcome to attend. You do not need to attend, but you're welcome to if you wish. But at this point, we would request that the resolution of necessity be prepared for the next meeting in order so that we can proceed with the project.
Any questions for the service director? This is a petition project. they annex to be able to do this. Do we anticipate any appeals on the assessments?
We don't anticipate any. It was a wide-scale petition. People that were interested in the project, we don't anticipate any, but...
When you see the actual figure in front of you, you might...
Right.
Okay. So council needs to be aware that that could come back at us. We'll see how that process goes. Mr. Brown, we probably need you to move to prepare that resolution of necessity, once you're ready to do that.
I'm ready to do it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a proposal for a resolution of necessity be prepared for our next meeting on the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to prepare a resolution of necessity for the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll bring that resolution back to you at our next council meeting in 15 days. I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 9. This is also a report from the Service Department that was just distributed to you this evening. Bids were taken last Friday. That's why it wasn't in your council packets. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did receive bids last Friday, January 31st. There were 5 bids submitted. The lowest bid was submitted by Lake Erie Electric of Toledo, or excuse me, out of Bowling Green. Their bid for the project was $195,807. That was actually in excess of our engineer's estimate of $189,323. The primary reason for that is it was discovered during the advertising phase that we were going to have to do some upgrades to our existing radio spectrum for the 2014 equipment, if you will, to be able to accommodate being able to synchronize all of the signals in that area, in the Britton Main, Red Faroon, and Britton Court area. So that increased the cost of the project more than what the original estimate was. We're still, because of the grant funding involved, the city's contribution will still be within budget as far as the city's budget is concerned. But just the total project cost just increased a little bit. So Lake Erie Electric is a company. They do all of our signal control maintenance work and that type of work for us. The people that work for them have been doing it for probably 20 years or more. And we would recommend the award of the contract to Lake Erie Electric.
All right, so it is the administration's recommendation that we accept this bid. It's 3.5% over the estimate. Even if we weren't a home charter city, we could accept bids 10% over the estimate. There is reason for the bids to have come in higher. Lake Erie Electric is a company that's currently doing some of our street light work. Did they do the traffic light work as well?
They
took over ET now. So they are what used to be ET Electric. They've been buying a lot of firms.
Yeah, they actually, several of the employees went to work for Lake Erie Electric.
All right. So it's the perfect firm for us to have doing that work. They're familiar with our system. You do have in your front of you today ordinance 4-2014 to make this contract award. I would recommend that you do that. Lourdes University is looking forward to this project. They are participating in, I believe it was 15%?
Approximately 15%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we recommend moving ahead with this project. Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 4-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Lake Erie Electric Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Brent Road and McCord Road intersection improvement project to same. authorizing the expenditure for the project in the amount of $195,870, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 4, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 4-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 4-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 4-2014 is approved. Now, as a part of this project, you also have in your council packets proposed ordinance 5-2014 to accept a perpetual easement from Lord's Properties relative to this intersection improvement. Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining, can you describe what we're getting an easement of?
I'll defer to you on this.
As part of the project, we did some of the equipment and associated construction would need to take place outside of the existing right-of-way. As with any development, as development were to occur, we would request additional right-of-way from that property so that if anything is ever constructed in the future, we have that room. This project kind of just came in advance of their development and their project, so we went ahead and did a permanent easement for that. There is no fee, there is no cost to the easement. They granted the easement, and we would recommend approval.
Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 5-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting a perpetual easement from Lord's Properties, LLC, relative to the Brent-McCord Intersection Improvement Project, dedicating the easement for public purposes, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 5-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 5-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 5-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 5-2014 is approved. Mr. Aller, what's your schedule for this project?
Actual construction will begin.
We always hear that the polls take a while.
This will be for a little months. They can start February 10th. Whether they, as soon as weather is good.
They'll be ordered polls. Well, yeah, they'll be doing something. They'll be starting. The thing that will delay the completion of the project is the poll delivery. They'll actually start some of the field construction, things like that, in preparation of when the polls do arrive. Then once they arrive, it'll wrap up pretty quickly.
Okay. Thank you. We'll turn to page 2 of our agenda. We're up to agenda item 10. This is a proposed update of codified ordinance chapter 951. It is not time sensitive, needing passage tonight, but it is pretty straightforward. I'd like either Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining to discuss what's actually being updated in these sections.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Kevin and I have been just kind of working on some old chapters that haven't really been looked at in a while, and chapter 951 is about trees and really hasn't been updated since 1982. Most of the references that, or most of the sections that we're proposing to amend just change a lot of references to city forester. Since we don't no longer have that position, we've amended those sections to read forestry division instead of city forester. Another section, section 951.03, had a specific list of trees that were permitted to be planted in the right-of-way, but then also required the approval of the forestry division. Mr. Aller reviewed that with the Parks Department, and a lot of those trees weren't necessarily what we would continue to like to have planted in those areas, so we deleted that list and just required the forestry division to approve anything that want, is, that residents want to plant in the right-of-ways. So that's kind of a quick summary, but again, it's not time-sensitive, just something that we're proposing that the amendments be made so that they reflect the current operations and the current staffing of the division.
This has not been through committee, and if you'd like to see it in committee, you're welcome to it. But, or we can just bring it back at the next meeting, or you can pass it tonight. This is an update. It's not changing the intent of any section. It's updating terminology and current processes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to refer this to the Parks and Forestry Committee meeting before our next meeting, and give us an opportunity to talk about it in committee.
Certainly is not a bad idea to do that. Have different eyes looking at it, and questions for the law director would be just fine. Our next meeting is Tuesday, February 18th, so you got a couple of weeks to do it in.
Well, if our calendar will allow it, I think a meeting, just an opportunity to meet before a meeting would be fine.
I have nothing on my schedule before the meeting on the 18th.
Okay, our meeting, let's see, the 17th, is that President's Day?
That is President's Day. That's why we're on the 18th.
Okay.
So it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, the 18th.
Well, excuse me, Doug.
Yes.
I was hoping perhaps we could do the Economic Development Subcommittee that night as well, so.
It seems like the tree one would only need a half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, we could conceivably do the trees at 7 and Economic Development at 6, something like that.
Or do it the other way, so that everybody doesn't have to come to hear about trees.
Yeah, we'll do our little thing where we schedule the Economic Development for 6:15. To get our, and if you're supposed to walk. Is that right?
Well, see, we should do the trees first.
Yes.
Okay.
I absolutely agree.
All right. So 6 o'clock for trees, 6:30 for Economic Development?
Yes.
6:15 for trees?
Yeah, no.
You're thinking we only need 15 minutes?
Leave it to me, do your thing at 6 o'clock.
What time, your meeting is?
You're going to have to come when you're on the tree committee.
Well, tell us the time, 6:15.
6:15, all right.
And if we have to start a little later, no problem, right?
Your meeting is at 6:15, you're 6:15.
Yours needs to be 5:45.
No.
No, because if mine goes longer, I'm not really going to worry about it.
Right.
Right. Okay, 6 o'clock. Yeah.
So what time are we doing?
6 o'clock.
All right.
So sure, this is what the president's had in mind when they gave us the ability to schedule meetings. 4 or 5.
All right, so let's set that meeting as 6 o'clock on Tuesday, February 18th for the Parks and Forestry Committee to review Chapter 951. I don't think we need a, you want a motion to do that? We really don't need a motion. It's just set. And you want to go ahead and do your meeting then, since we're already on it?
If you wish. I'd like to, as Mayor, I'd like to schedule an Economic Development Subcommittee meeting for 6:15 on Tuesday, February 18th, for the purpose of discussing further the parking, potential parking recommendations. Oh, and we have one other matter. We want to spend about 10 minutes there as well, talking about a possible Tier 2 grant and whether the council is interested in pursuing that.
Do you think we're going to need more time?
Hmm?
Are we going to need more time?
Well,
10 minutes doesn't sound like very long. It's all right.
Okay, we need to go over and spend 20 minutes on that. Do we need public involvement with that?
Okay. I don't know. What does Bill think? I don't think so.
It's fairly straightforward.
Okay.
All right. So your meeting will be scheduled at 6:15. All right.
We'll start as soon as we're done with the trees.
Okay,
got it.
That's it.
All right. So we're done on those. to agenda item 11, which we've already done, acted on earlier, so that takes us to agenda item 12. You have in your council packets a letter stamped with my genuine almost signature. Sorry about that. Looks pretty fakey on there. It's signed in person. However, I'm very pleased to report to you that I've found a fifth member for the Planning Commission, Mark Fry. Many of you may be familiar with him. He is an energy consultant in Lucas County, indirectly does some work for the city of Sylvania, but is a community-minded individual. He is the incoming president of Lucas County Board of Development Disabilities, which is quite an operation. He's also the current president of Olivet Lutheran Church. You may recall a few years ago he ran for school board and was not successful, but really wants to become involved in public service, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity to have him as an engineer serve on our Planning Commission, and I highly recommend him. I've been very impressed with him over the years. I was impressed with the meeting that I scheduled in the mayor's office with the president of the council to meet him. And ask for your confirmation of my appointment of him to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Mark Fry to the Municipal Planning Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, and that brings our Planning Commission back up to full strength now, which will be handy to have. We're on to agenda item 13. There are two published reports here from meetings held earlier this afternoon or this evening. Mr. Lupke, first, the Employee and Community Relations Committee regarding our tribute for Mr. Boggs.
Mr. Boggs, the committee met at 6. We first reviewed Ordinance 39-2005, which basically validated that council is permitted to name a public facility after a well-known person. There was some discussion about the appropriate memorial in memory of Eddie Boggs, and we discussed a bit a recommendation by two citizens, Jack Smith and Bill Shunk, to support, I believe, the Chamber of Commerce's original recommendation that we name the park at the corner of Main and Maplewood after Mr. Boggs. The feeling was that was a consensus of the committee, pending an agreement with the Watkins family, which owns the property and leases the park site to the city. Ms. Briney, I don't know if you've had any success in contacting them tonight or not.
I haven't. Mr. Okay. Lee, there was no answer on this phone.
Okay. So though it was moved by Ms. Hussman and seconded by Ms. Cappellini to direct the administration to prepare legislation to name the park after Mr. Boggs, and the feeling was that that legislation would not be brought forward until we have conversation and approval from the Watkins family. So if you'd like, I could make a motion to that effect, and that would be to request the administration to prepare legislation to name the site at Main and Maplewood after Eddie Boggs.
Subject to cooperation.
Yeah, right.
Property owner.
Indeed, yes.
All right.
And I'm not sure that we've got so far as calling it Eddie Boggs Park. Do we want to put that in the legislation? Or something more appropriate?
Let the administration think on it.
Yeah, okay. I purposely didn't want to include that, but that's fine. Okay. I need a second, I guess.
Second. Mrs. Hussman seconds. The motion is to direct the administration to prepare legislation to designate that park in honor of Eddie Boggs, subject to the property owner's concurrence. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Then 13B is a report of the Economic Development Subcommittee concerning parking meeting.
Right, and this was by agreement of the rest of the committee members, the first of perhaps three meetings to think about and perhaps make recommendations about downtown parking. Tonight would be the input session. We heard some presentations by Mrs. Brining about the legal status of the parking lot on the west side of Main Street, basically the municipal parking lot. Extremely informative presentation from Cheryl Zuling of Smith Group JJR, which included a update and background on the 2008 parking study, some benchmarking with similar communities about what they're doing with their municipal parking, I guess what she called the philosophy of parking, which had to do with public behavior as it relates to walking to their parking space, and some recommended approaches that the city might take. I think the committee agreed that we want to have an opportunity face-to-face to have some discussion and problem-solving around that, and thus scheduled a meeting for 6:15 on February 17th. So that's essentially no recommendations that were made tonight. It's just an update. Did I say 17th? It's the 18th. Yeah. Okay, so that's it.
All right, thank you. Mr. Lukey, it's nice to have you back in full voice.
Not full voice, partial. Okay. Partially full voice, thank you.
Better voice.
Better, some voice.
All right. Are there any committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, we're to the end of our agenda. I do want to refer you to the first two informational items in particular. We have a report from December for the Sylvania Township Fire Department. They are talking about a levy perhaps later in this year. There were some interesting numbers published in the Our Town Sylvania today about their budget and their carryovers and things like that. I think you might want to begin contemplating the operation of that department. I would expect they would ask you for an endorsement, but I don't know that for a fact when they decide to take action. Also, you have in here your fourth quarter informational reports. I know I make use of these quite often when I'm writing my mayor's messages. These go into your binder. If you don't have a binder, we'll get you a new binder. These can be quite useful. I have them dating back decades now. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, February the 18th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for coming, gentlemen.